Hey, we're in the corner with Zach. I'm Zach Schellhammer from Las Vegas, Nevada, Vegas-born real estate services, and I am with and in the corner with Brianna
Harley.
Hurley. Oh. From it's your own lending thing. It's
Yeah,
your
Brianna
own
Hurley
brand,
Lending.
Brianna Hurley Lending.
I'm under Arbor's umbrella, Arbor
Arbor
Financial Group,
Financial.
which gives me access to a lot more products than if it was just me on my own.
Awesome. Thank
Yeah,
you for joining
of
me in the
course.
corner, even though I can't remember your name. I've known you for ever, years. How long?
2 years
2
now.
years,
Yeah,
which is forever.
it is in this
In
market.
this market and in this world.
Yes.
As we met through the Alliance, is
Yes, we
that right?
did.
We did. So we're both members of the Alliance. You are a mortgage lender out in Colorado
I am also licensed in Texas,
and
but yeah.
Texas. And what brought you to the world of lending?
Well, a funny story. I own my own bakery and catering
A
company
bakery.
in Texas.
Really?
And yes,
I didn't even know this.
you
I
didn't.
didn't know this. No.
I love to feed people,
Okay.
and leading up to COVID, it was doing really, really well. And then COVID hit, and we couldn't really function the way that we had previously. I'm also celiac, so baking was not really a healthy option for me anymore. And yeah, kind of took a break from everything for a minute and found lending and fell in love. It's kind of the career that utilizes every skill I've ever had that was never quite right for other jobs. So,
Real estate in general is often a very customer service based from somewhere else where people can easily, because we deal with a lot of
Absolutely.
interesting
And it's
situations.
a very intimate process, purchasing a home.
And it's like baking. My one friend loves to compare everything to either cooking or baking, and this is actually perfect for that because you really bake because I cook. I can't bake. The real estate people, the realtors, we're more cooks. We like to throw a lot of stuff in, see what happens, see how it tastes, add, subtract, throw it out, start over again. But the baking part, you have to be so precise.
Yes, this is
And
very
that's
true.
literally what you do because you have to be so careful with
It
everything that you're
is.
doing.
Yes.
So you're
So
perfect for
careful.
this. I had no idea you were a baker.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So the entrepreneurship kind of runs deep.
Yes. So you love it.
I do. Yeah.
And that's due to the helping people or
Yes.
do you like the logistical part of that?
So, I mean, yes, I love I'm a little bit OCD. I just got off the phone with a realtor I work with, and he's like, I know that everything's going to get done perfectly because you are OCD, and I need to make sure that I'm doing everything you need me to do, which is true. And I love the precision of the lending side, but then also the people side of it, right? Clients I just sort of landed in my lap recently. Two young guys, they're buying their first home together, and mom and dad are helping, and it's just, they're absolutely adorable and so sweet. And I love that I'm able to help with that and make it happen.
Love it. So you moved from Texas to Colorado. You're one of those who escaped.
Yes, we fled.
You fled. And we should say you are an LGBTQ plus mom
I am.
of some wonderful children.
Yes, they are
They
wonderful.
are awesome. And one is transgender.
Yes.
So that was not going well in Texas.
No, that was terrifying in Texas. And we left last November, so November 22. And that was a little bit before they fully stripped the rights that he previously had for gender affirming care. And I don't know, they kept inching towards that, and I could see what was going to happen, and I didn't want him caught in that to the point where he couldn't get the care that he needed.
When you say they, you mean who?
Texas politicians.
The state, the politicians. So they actively did initiate things that made it harder.
Yes, absolutely. They were investigating families of trans kids. Ken Paxton issued an edict. They did try to get that passed through the legislature, and it was an unpopular thing, so it never passed. But they figured out a way to call CPS and urge them to investigate families of trans kids that were getting gender-affirming care for their children. There were several families that were investigated. Luckily, we were not. But we lived in constant fear that someone was going to show up on our doorstep and try to take our boys away. All because we were helping save our kids' life with gender-affirming care. And it just, it's mind-boggling that this is the thing they're focusing on.
Yes. Well.
Yeah.
As always. They're always looking at the wrong thing.
Always.
Seems to be. And that, I mean, the hits home to me, hits home to most of us in the Alliance and just in the LGBTQ plus community. And it makes me sad. But you moved out of Texas.
We did.
But the point I wanted to make was things are actively happening. Because I hear a lot of, when I am out there talking about what's happening or the bills that are on the floor that are not getting approved, I get a lot of, well, nothing's happening yet. But no, things are happening.
Things are happening now.
Yes.
There are families in the groups that I'm part of still in Texas who have lost access to hormones that their kids have already been approved on. The pharmacy is canceling those prescriptions. They're not continuing to fill. The doctors are so scared of providing any further care that they've just abandoned their patients. And I don't blame them, the doctors, but also these are kids.
Right.
And these are parents who are just trying to keep their kids alive.
Yep.
And
yes, I was a very suicidal teenager because of my own situation. Just coming out, that was not something that we did in the 90s for sure at all. And I could say at my own situation, I was saved from that, the bullying in school. They weren't, I mean, we didn't have any, we were not that, I mean, transgender was not even.
No, on anyone's radar.
On anyone's radar other than, you know, Oprah, and that was not a good situation either.
Yeah.
But the fleeing of the red states, that's a thing that people might be hearing about a little bit more now.
Absolutely.
Our other friend down there in Texas, Bob McCraney, with his flee red states, he's doing great work.
Absolutely.
But it's a thing. So you're finding Colorado is a bit more accepting?
For the most part, yes. For the most part, yes. We have been embraced by the community.
Good.
My kid is thriving. Both boys
are awesome.
One of them can kind of get along anywhere. Never met a stranger.
Anyone, yes.
But my transgender son is thriving. Absolutely thriving.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I guess I went about this question a little backwards because we didn't say why were you involved in the Alliance? But now we know.
I was a super ally before I came out.
Yes.
And also the biggest reason to get into it was because when I took my mortgage lender exam, the material that was being taught did not have protections for transgender people in it. And it passed later that year, the next year, early the next year. But when I was learning and taking, you know, to study for my test, my child was not protected.
What type of protections in that?
Discrimination for getting a mortgage loan, being discriminated against because you're transgender, or sexual orientation was on there, but not gender identity.
Interesting.
And that followed after, but that was part of my why for getting involved in the Alliance because of the focus on fair housing. So.
And this is where I learned something because I'm, you know, real estate world and mortgage world are totally different worlds. So do you not follow the same fair housing rules, or are they a bit different?
Yeah. They are a bit different. I think that maybe everybody, I haven't gotten a clear answer on this, but I think that up until they clarified the laws, that was an area of ambiguity.
Yep.
And so a lot of times it was happening because they were following the letter of the law, but not necessarily the spirit of the law.
Okay.
And so it's been revised now to state gender identity is a protected class as well.
Is that nationwide or just state?
Nationwide. Well, okay. It was for the, yeah, it was for the nationwide test.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because we don't even have that yet in fair housing as far as nationwide. It's state by state, depending on your identity. In Nevada, it's okay. It's part of our...
Yeah, Nevada's...
Yes. But in many other states, I'm sure the number is way too high if I even had it in my head.
Wow.
But it's state by state for that portion of the fair housing. And it's the core values, and then they add on. And they're still working on adding on. And I was just thinking the other day how I thought this was the transgender topic, the transgender community. I knew that was next.
Yeah.
Because once our society exhausts one group, they move to the next.
They do.
I can't believe that. And this is where you learn a little bit about me and my either naive brain or just like alien brain, but you'd think that, because I grew up in this world where, oh, we got over this and this and this. Oh, but now there's something else. And then in my time, it was just gay issues and gay rights. And then they kind of got over that, kind of. But yeah. That was almost exhausted in a way. And now what's, it's always like something next. And we it never is. Just say, oh, this is a different new thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's not new. But it's something new to us, or it's new to the majority.
You had a good point there, is the fact that there will always be another group that is othered.
Yes.
By the rest of society.
Yes.
And it is, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating because at some point you just have to go, all humans are valid.
Right.
And like, if you're a human being, you're a valid entity. Exactly. And it just doesn't seem to be moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And it's such a freaking fight.
Mm-hmm. And how we can be this advanced and just continue to swap out one other with the other.
Absolutely.
Is weird.
It is.
It's not advanced to me.
No.
You know, I think that we'd be smarter than that by now to just say, oh, this is just another thing. But if you're, you know, I guess not accustomed to different things, which is the good part of like our society, is we're getting very accustomed to many different options and levels of things. And
that's true.
I'm being optimistic.
Yes, you are.
Because there's always going to be this, pardon me, but shit show of all that. Yes. So you got involved with the Alliance.
Yeah, I did.
For you, for your kids, for everybody, it was just your thing you're gravitated towards?
My kid was definitely a big factor in that. And then when I realized that there's still discrimination in housing going on and in lending, and some of the clients that I've helped, just because people are doing the loans does not mean that they are being the way they should be about the loans.
Yep.
So part of my job, part of my mission is to be a resource for the people who kind of get chewed up and spit out by the system.
Me too. Me too. Because we need to be there for, and there's so many people that are still getting chewed up and spit out.
Yeah. And buying a home is already stressful enough. And for you not to be able to fully interact with your lender, with your realtor, with the people on your team is not okay. And people need to know that there are people out there who get their family dynamic or understand, you know, their gender identity and want to make sure that that is the least stressful part of the entire process. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And there's recently, as we record this, there's been a bad week
yes.
for our community as another transgender teen was beaten and died from that incident.
Yep.
But after a long storied bullying, and that hit home for you, of course.
Of course.
And for all of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Bullying. And it's only perpetuated by the laws that are
100%
either out there or the rhetoric that's being viewed.
Absolutely. Because kids learn to hate. Mm-hmm. And it's coming from the parents. It's coming from the constant diet of media that they're being fed, right? So either you have media that's uplifting and, you know, funny and silly and heartwarming, or you have media that is literally mobilizing people to hate and kill. And it's
uncalled for.
Not okay.
Not okay. The bullying, I mean, that when I grew up, it was, of course, pretty hardcore.
Yep.
But I often, even then, I was like aware that the things that the kindergartners were calling me in kindergarten were not things that they should know.
Yeah.
Like slurs that you'd hear from the adultest of an adult to be slung amongst these children. And it eventually dawned on me like, oh, they must go home and talk about me and their
yeah.
parents tell them what they think I must be. And that went on for so long. And you can only take so much.
Yeah.
There's only so long. And I took it for like, it was 9th grade, 10th grade. That was a long time. And that's what these kids have to put up with. That's what all kids have to put up with.
Yeah.
And let alone when they're extremely different, allegedly. But then the news tells them that they're really different. And then the news really tells them that they're not only different, but, you know, hate them too.
Absolutely.
And it was not, you know, we just had to stick up. That's all they said was, you know, stick up for yourself. And like, do we really have to turn everything into a fist fight?
Yeah.
Apparently we do.
Yeah.
Because but not everybody can defend themselves out there. So I guess that's why we grow up to do what we do.
Absolutely.
Because we're defending the ones who can't defend themselves. We're fighting for those who can't or don't know. And
yep.
and that's a lot of what we find in the Alliance with helping not only buyer sellers, but brokers and agents who are feeling discriminated against. They are out there.
Yep.
In way larger numbers than I even knew. But especially on the client side, to give them the knowledge that they need to know that, oh, this is not right. You're absolutely being discriminated against here. And we have to push back on that as
right.
professionals.
And there's ways to protect you too. Like there's things out there saying this is not right.
Yes.
But I think for so long you get used to that feeling.
Yes.
And that's just the world that you live in.
True.
And you don't realize that it's not supposed to be that way or that people are out there that will make sure that it's not that way.
Yep. It's a lot like when I look back at the beginnings of my career in the early 2000s, it was like, well, this is just the way it is.
Yeah.
This is it. And so when people get enraged now about something that happened then, I'm like, no, that was just business. That's
yeah.
what they did. It wasn't wrong or weird. It was literally the way of life was to be
yeah.
these cruel and ruthless individuals. So crazy shit.
Yeah.
And you're an awesome lender.
I try.
Been in the business for several years now.
Yes.
So everyone should look you up. And where can they find you?
BriannaHurleyLending.com. And give me a call. 702-237-0337.
You're actually from Vegas.
I am.
That's right. Another, you were... Are you Rebecca's born?
No.
No.
I do have to qualify that.
Okay, qualify that.
I am a California girl, but we moved to Vegas when I was in fourth grade. So, like, I claim Vegas, but not fully. Not fully.
You want a little bit of the California.
Yes.
A little bit of the Vegas.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with me.
Of course.
Give her a call.
Please do.
Denver, Colorado, which we out here think is just Denver. That's all. Just like Nevada's
Las
Vegas. Fort
Collins is amazing and has a thriving queer community.
Oh, awesome.
I know. Okay. Super surprising.
And but so there's a lot of stuff out there, too.
Tons of stuff. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Colorado, Texas. And my team is licensed in several other states, so I can help. Arizona, California, Washington, Oregon, Florida. I think I've got everything now.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Thanks for
having me.
Thank you. We'll be back next time in the corner. Another corner. Find out where.